Yes.
We interrupt this newscast.
Yes.
For some breaking news from
breaking
the
news.
From the chamber plan. And we have Brett Tanner standing by. So we're going to have you come back and wrap the news up. Okay?
Sounds good.
Well, I can't wait. Yeah. So there's more Dan Duran news still to come. In the meantime, this is going to be kind of cool because for a long time, you know, we've been associated with Brett Tanner. There he is, Chamber Plan. Brett's the regional director for the Chamber Plan. And Brett, welcome to the show. And as a longtime supporter of our program, and of course, we love the Chamber Plan, welcome. And Fred, what's cool now is Brett has brought his own guest.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So, well, I'll tell you what. We'll welcome Shandy McLean, Vice President of Arete. Is that how you pronounce it? Arete?
Arete.
Arete. But Brett, why don't you do the real formal introduction? The whole thing's going to be fantastic.
Thanks, Howard. Happy to bring in one of our suppliers and obviously integral part of our plan, Vice President of Arete, Shandy McLean. Arete provides our HR resources through our Healthy Business Bookmark and our business assistance service with the plan, as well as our employee assistance program. And I thought it'd be kind of interesting for the sort of listeners to sort of hear about some of the areas that obviously the small businesses, you know, and mid-sized companies that use the plan have been accessing, you know, during COVID and over the last two or three years. You know, with the current environment. And Shandy's got all that sort of information at her fingertips. So I'll pass it over to Shandy.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're so delighted to be part of the plan because though we know Chambers plan and Canadian business owners are very resilient people. In fact, you just need to be in business. The last few years have been so incredibly challenging and we've really seen that in the plan and we've been thankful that these sort of supports exist because as Brett said, we have one of our products is called a business assistance services. And so these small businesses who are grappling with the constant changes in the rules and the legislation, the public health guidelines, they were able to call us for lots of guidance around HR stuff in particular. So layoffs, terminations, bringing people back to work, eventually rehiring, which was exciting to see. And then everything in between. We also, outside of HR, the other most popular area that they accessed in that sort of suite of services was legal advice, because mm-hmm. we did see a lot of groups trying to navigate, you know, lease changes, changing the way that their workplace, maybe they weren't going to have an office building anymore for a while, those kinds of things. And then more recently, although the demand wasn't as high, oddly, during the height of the pandemic, we're seeing a great demand on financial guidance now. So as groups are trying to recover and work through things like tax strategies and understanding the impacts of all the different government programs, we're seeing a great demand there. So we definitely saw that people were feeling challenged, but they reached out and remembered what they had in their plan. And we had a very high volume of calls for those areas.
You know, this is what's amazing about the Chamber Plan, and that's why on a daily basis we say go there and find out what it's all about. And I mean, and, you know, the cost is, you know, manageable for small business, but what's inside, what's available, even some of this stuff is a surprise to me today, I'll be honest with you, which it just shows top to bottom what a great plan this is and what is available.
Yeah, one of the things that we really saw people remember, or I guess we're quite thankful for, and we were working at record speed mm-hmm. to get it up because it was changing so fast, was things like sample policies and things that could be used, groups that were grappling with vaccination and return to work, wow. or, you know, new employment contracts. Small businesses don't know how, often, if they don't know how, they don't have the time to sit down and wade through all of that, or may not have their own HR expert on their team. And so they were able to come to a website that's also part of that plan and find all those samples that could be really easily adjusted for their use, but created in Canada by Canadian HR experts. So we saw a lot of uptake there as well.
I agree with Fred. You know, we've been a small business ourselves now for about a quarter of our careers, the last 10 years. And that's, I don't know, you don't know our history with Brett, but we were clients of the Chamber Plan before Chamber Plan were clients of ours. And as Freddie just said, you know, sometimes we think to the audience, or maybe the audience is tired of, oh, who wants to hear about insurance? But as you pointed out, Freddie, there's so much to this. There's so much help inside the Chamber Plan that's just, that goes beyond dental and all the sort of standard things you can get from a benefits plan. Shandy, you point out some of the other aspects, not the least of which is some help for mental health inside of the suite of things that you guys offer.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have an employee assistance program where the hours that you access are shared in your family, because we know that things that happen at home and things that happen at work slip over into each other's areas. So it's really important to support folks in all areas. One of the things we saw interesting during the EAP, and we've been doing this for a very long time, but in the beginning of COVID, we saw a real drop off in people accessing mental health supports. And we think now in retrospect, it was due to people grappling with keeping food on the table, you know, being able to afford their rent, doing homeschooling for kids. So they really put their mental health on the back burner for a while. And what we've seen now, unfortunately, is that by the time people are reaching out to access counseling through us, they're far more sick. So the issues are more complex and they're far less well. And so we're really thankful, like Chambers Plan has a generous plan for making sure that people can get the counseling supports they need when they need it. We also saw some interesting things happen. One might expect, of course, that, you know, video counseling became a really common thing during the pandemic. But what we're seeing now is a real resurgence in demand for in-person counseling. And we've even had other clients come to us through the Chambers Plan, coming to, you know, Arete as the provider because they went so far down the road that they only had virtual counseling, because that there was a real resurgence in that. But then they've had people say, you know, virtual doesn't work for me. I live at home. I had to move back in with my parents. I have no place to do a confidential counseling session. And so we're really seeing now a hybrid evolve where we're seeing a high demand for in-person sessions, maybe mixed in there with some virtual counseling when it's hard to get scheduled or you don't have the time to go to a session. So that's exciting to see because people are getting what they need the way they need it. But we're also sort of seeing some real service trends, I guess, when we look each quarter and each month, what's happening across our whole group of Chamber Plan members and other insurance clients. You know, there's a lot of key things that are showing up, lots of anxiety, and that's across all age groups, lots of depression. Really what struck me is the amount of relationship challenges that emerged over the pandemic, and that shouldn't be a surprise, but we really saw a lot of couples relationship challenges, relationships with families, parents and children, adult children at times, because of all the mixing of those households. And then, of course, things like addictions and grief and bereavement. There was a lot to be worried about this last couple of years. But there is a lot of resilience. So we're seeing a lot of people get good problem resolution because they access counseling. People are doing better after, and I'm really excited to see those outcomes.
Well, that's so valuable because the sort of the government, depending on the government for mental health, you know, attention is rough. I mean, they can't handle it. And I was reading a report last week, like 40% of people under 40, where we're at with COVID now, are suffering some degree of mental health. You know, their lives have changed dramatically through this, and it's not feeling good right now.
No. And well, one of the things that Chambers Plan did, which we haven't spoken about, but it's really exciting, is they really identified that there's some unique risks from social isolation and loneliness that come. And that pre-existed the pandemic, but it really was heightened during the pandemic. And so they've made available this product that we partnered with called Hugger Authentic Connections. And it's an app that allows people to sort of track their mental health status. It was really based on lived experience combined with research. So a gentleman named Scott went through a really challenging, he's a small business owner in Canada, and went through a really tough time with depression. And while he was off work on a leave, he found that he needed to track everything that was happening, his moods, his activities, his medication, and he wanted to know how they all interacted together. But while he was busy doing all that work, he also realized he needed to stay connected to his family and his friends and his business partner, and found that very onerous. And so he created, when he returned to work and was doing well, they sort of shifted gears and focused on creating this app that allows you to share your mental health experience, where you're at, how you're feeling, with people who are trusted and caring supports for you. And so it's really all about helping people who are feeling lonely and isolated during their mental health journey to stay connected to people who care. And so we're seeing really good interest in that app. And it's just an additional piece that the Chambers Plan wanted to make available because it's been tough and we don't really fully understand the impact of isolation.
Listen, Brett and I and Fred have been in business, you know, a long time, and you're now bringing to light something. And I used, like what Fred said about 40%. Listen, there's always been mental health issues. What we're hearing, and this is a great conversation today, because when somebody like Arete and the Chamber Plan makes it a focus and a priority, what that shows is that it's an employee-driven plan in so many ways. And as you said, Freddie, we find out all the time. We've had so many conversations, Shandy, about the, you know, the travel insurance part of the Chamber Plan. Like, it's amazing. But now here we have some great stuff in the HR space. I hate saying that, but it's true. Mm-hmm. So if in the last couple of seconds here, Brett, do you want to pop back in? And is there anything that we missed or a highlighting from Shandy and our friends at Arete?
I think Shandy's covered a lot of the things. You know, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of these resources are part of the basic Chamber Plan. And the only sort of additional cost item is the employee assistance, EAP. And EAP, regardless of what carrier you're with, is an inexpensive part to add to any benefit plan. It's typically less than $5 per employee per month and provides all that additional sort of mental health resources. And the number one area of, you know, add-ons that we've run into in the last, say, 10 years has been the EAP area, where people are looking to have that. You know, it's kind of a buzzword, is mental health, mental well-being, but it's more than that. People get more productivity out of their employees. If you're a business owner, if the employees are able to deal with some of their issues, they tend to be at work more, they tend to be more productive.
Sure.
All those things circle each other and sort of work together.
It's interesting that businesses, and I guess that's the point I was trying to make, that businesses have made this employee assistance program style benefit, which, as you say, is very, very inexpensive. Businesses have made that more of a priority than, say, when we all started off years ago, when mental health wasn't in the same category as a physical illness. Shandy McLean, thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed this. We've loved meeting you. Nice to meet. And Brett, look at you with your own guests now. Pretty soon you're going to have a show. Any more? If there's more information needed, where would you like people to go?
Well, they can find most of the resources, again, at chamberplan.ca.
Okay.
And if they just have questions about it, they could talk to a local advisor, which, again, they can find right on the website. Just enter their postal code.
Okay.
And it's really easy to access somebody, and they can just start with questions about what does the plan include.
Well, I'll tell you, I've had, you can ask our buddy Rod Johnson, who's our advisor. I've had a few people reach out to me recently, and I've put them together because they're hearing what people hear about the Chamber's plan. And in Shandy, in this case, the employee assistance program makes so much sense for small businesses. And a lot of our listeners are small business owners. Thank you, Shandy. I hope that was a good experience for you.
Yes, thanks so much for having me.
Okay, I only say that, Shandy, because sometimes people like come away from the show going, well, that was weird. But hopefully it was good for you. Take care. Brett, we'll talk to you soon. Listen, I'm looking forward to being at your event again. I just promise me no one's going to come up and slap me.
Not this time.
I was going to say, I've done some stuff. I've already hosted some stuff for Brett. There was one time I think that guy did want to slap me. Anyway, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Shandy. Thanks, BT.
Thanks, guys.
There you go.
Everybody, take care.
That is fascinating, too, though, that, you know, listen, everyone knows I've suffered from some mental health issues, and it wasn't until, quite late in my career that I had a boss suggest I go see somebody. Wish that had happened sooner.